Hey, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're beginning Simin Ayin Reish, and hopefully concluding Simin Ayin Reish as well, and beginning Reish Ayin Aleph. This is Mem Hei Omer Aleph. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Noag in Lomer Perek Bam Madikin Vasfar Demomer Maso Kodim Tefilas Arvis Vua Nachon, that the minhag is, on a Friday night, we say Perek Bam Madikin, meaning we're continuing in the Seder Advarim of what we do on Friday night. So after davening, we say Perek Bam Madikin, apparently, and the Sfardim say it before Mariv, and that's really the more correct minhag, to say before Mariv, not to say it after Mariv. Says the Mishnah Bura, Perek Bam Madikin, and Flish Yeshbo, Din Hadlaka, Ushlosh Zorm Shetzar Chodim Lomer Besuch Pesarv Shabbosim Chashecha. The reason we say this parak of Mishnayis is because it has the dinim of Adakas Neros, and it has the three things that a person is supposed to say in his house on Erev Shabbos before it gets dark. So this is Inyan Adiyoma for every Erev Shabbos. And the Sfardim say, Kodem Tfilas Arvis, Shebim Komosam, Magdim Lispal Arvis, Val Yidei Kriyas Parak Zesh, Yukram Mikodem, Yede Bamemadikin, Vyaskar Shoshes Varim, Vyasar Aleim, because that makes the most sense. If you're going to daven Marav early, so you say it before Marav, because that's when it's really important to know what to use to light Shabbos candles, and it's also when it's really important to know what to say in your house on Erev Shabbos. Valkein kasva Shulchan Aruch v'hu anachon d'hu anachon. That's why the Shulchan Aruch says that the Svardim practice of saying it before Mariv is more correct. D'lachar tefilas arvis ma'inaf kamina. Because once Mariv is over, well, what's the point? It's already too late. L'ma'inaf kamina to say it at that point. And in those places where they do say it after Mariv, the explanation is given so that if a person was late to davening or is late to finish davening, he'll be able to have time to finish up while the tzibur is saying b'madlikin, meaning it's a way to artificially lengthen davening so that no one's going to have to walk home alone. You know, as we discussed when we spoke about bracha achas mein sheva, there but the kenesios were out in the field, and we don't want anyone to have to walk home alone late at night, so when everyone's saying Bam Madik, and you can catch up, and that's why we don't say it on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, because people don't come so late to Shul on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, because it was Chol HaMoed that day, so they weren't doing Malacha, they weren't out in the fields working that day. But Friday is a work day usually, so on a regular Friday where it's a work day, people might come late to Shul. The Bach says, no, that we say Bam Madik after the Kiddush, the because we have a principle that if you could begin a day, the day of Shabbos, the Kiddush of Shabbos, you try to bring it in as early as you can. So Kiddush is what marks the beginning of Shabbos. So you want to do that as soon as you possibly can. So you don't want to delay that by having to read a whole parak of Mishnayos. But our minhag is to say it before Kiddush. The reason is that Bam Madikin is all about Neiros Shabbos, and the halacha is that if it's ner beso of kiddush hayom, ner beso is kodem. That doesn't really mean it. I mean, ner beso of kiddush hayom, ner beso kodem means that if you have an option, one or the other, it doesn't mean which one you do first. It means which one you do if you can only afford one or the other, either a candle to light or kiddush. So we say ner beso is adiv, but we're using it over here in this context to say that when it comes to which one you're going to say first, so you should say the bam madlikin first. I assume this is talking about kiddush in shul, meaning in those places we just discussed last night about saying Kiddush and Shul. So to say, so some have a minhag to say it after the Kiddush and Shul, and some say it before the Kiddush and Shul, but after the Mariv. Si'if Beis, Yeshein Om Masob Yom Tov Shchaliyos Erev Shabbos. Some don't say Bam Madikin on Yom Tov that falls out on Friday, meaning not only Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, Yom Tov falls out on Friday, they don't say it. Yeshein Om Masob Shabbos Shal Chanukah. And some don't say it on Shabbos Chanukah either, but the Rama says, Vein Ogin Kein B'Chanukah. That's not our minhag as far as Chanukah is concerned. Shabbos Shal Chol HaMoed Ein Omer Aso, we don't say it on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, V'chein B'Yom Tov Shchalios B'Shabbos Ein Omer Aso, and when Yom Tov and Shabbos coincide, we also don't say it. So not when Yom Tov and Erev Shabbos coincide, not when Yom Tov and Shabbos coincide, not when Erev Shabbos is Chol HaMoed, and today also about Chanukah, about Shabbos Chanukah. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Gimel, Shechalios B'Erev Shabbos V'Shein Yachol HaMoed Yisartim, Shein Masrim B'Yom Tov, V'chein B'Yom Tov Shchal B'Shabbos Mishum Lo Plug. That when Yom Tov falls out on Erev Shabbos, if the whole reason you're saying, or part of the reason you're saying about Madikin is to remind ourselves of the three things you're supposed to say before you leave your house on Erev Shabbos. Isartem, Iravtem, Hadliku Esaner. So Isartem is not Shayich on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to take Maestros on Yom Tov. So it would be out of place to say it when Yom Tov is on Friday. And once we're not saying it when Yom Tov is on Friday, we don't say it when Yom Tov is on Shabbos either. And that's just a low plug to keep things consistent. The Sharat Zion in Tafresh Mem Beis of Katan Gimel sounds like the reason we don't say Bat Madlikin on Yom Tov that's Chal on Shabbos is Gezeira because of Yom Tov Shchal Be'erv Shabbos, so we don't say it. But that's a little bit strange. What do you mean Gezeira? Like, what's going to happen if you say it? You're learning some Mishnayos, so it's a little bit difficult to assume that there's such a Gezeira, but more like a low plug, like what he says in the Mishnah Berurah over here. So Shal Chanukah, we say Menashe Nizkor B'Psul Shmanim Shem Asurim B'Shabbos Lo B'Chanukah. Now, the reason not to say it on Shabbos Chanukah, the reason for that minhag is that we mentioned a lot of types of oil that are possible to use for Nero Shabbos in Perek Bam Madlikin, and that could be very confusing because many of those oils are kosher for Ner Chanukah. So you're going to learn about all these possible oils and you get confused. You'll think that you're not allowed to use any of these oils, but you're allowed to use a bunch of them for Ner Chanukah. B'Shabbos, v'chein b'yom ha-kippur m'shchal b'Shabbos, enom maso. Ooh, that's a nice Mishnah Berurah coincidence. When Yom Kippur it falls out on Shabbos, we also do not say Bam Madlikin, says the Mishnah Berurah. And in the Dirshu, he quotes from the Shiari Knesset HaGedolah, because you can't say Isartem, because you can't take Meiser for Yom Kippur. And L'tzorach Matzoy Yom Kippur, you could just take the Meiser then. So there's no, I mean, you don't need to take the Meiser on Erev Yom Kippur for the sake of Yom Kippur, because you don't need to eat on Yom Kippur. So you wouldn't remind your wife, oh no, it's almost Shabbos, so Isartem, right? Why would you say that? You don't need it for Yom Kippur. And whatever you want to eat on Matzoy Yom Kippur, you could take the Meiser at that point in time. Okay, now, Simin Reish Ayin Aleph. K'sheyava lebeso yamar lechel miyad. As soon as you get home, eat. A person should eat right away as soon as he gets home. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Yemar Lechol Hainu Lekadesh Kadesh Yizkor Shabbos Keis Tchilas Be'ez Tchilas Kenisaso. That means say Kiddush right away as soon as you get home, so that you'll be Mekadesh Shabbos as close to the beginning of Shabbos as possible. The Kol Kamed the Makdaminin La Leitfei Adif. The earlier you can make it, the sooner you could say Kiddush and take in Shabbos, the better it is. Umekivin Shekidesh Tzarech Lechol Miyad. And once you said Kiddush, then you got to eat right away, because you need Kiddush Makom Suda. Let's say you're not hungry, so then you're allowed to wait till you get a little bit hungry before you say Kiddush. In the Dirshu, we quote Shmir Shabbos Kilch, so that if someone's Zalman isn't sure, let's say you're very tired and you're like, I'm not gonna be able to keep my eyes open in the Friday night meal, so can you take a nap before starting your meal? So that might be worse than just waiting before you start the meal, because if you take a nap, you might not wake up, right? You might take a quick nap, and then you wake up at like 7 a.m. the next morning, and then you missed it. Shekvar Zachar, Shabbos B'Tfilas, and Besa Knesses. But it's okay to wait to say Kiddush if you're not hungry, because you already Yotze Kiddush when you mentioned Shabbos in Tfilas Ma'ariv in Shul. V'Yotze B'Zeh Mitzvah Seidah Reis al Rambam. And according to the Rambam, that is a fulfillment of the Mitzvah Seidah Reis of Kiddush, Shukud al Kaman, as we will soon learn. That if it's a shalom bayis issue, your wife wants to eat now, or there are people that are hungry in your house, you have guests, or you have aniyim that are eating at your table, do not delay. And one of his others, Rabbi Chavetz Chaim, writes that you should not even say Eish Eschayil or Shalom Aleichem. If there are aniyim, it's a violation of being ma'acher in terms of providing people who are dependent on you with what they need. So you'll sing Eish Eschayil during the meal. But over here he just says, okay, at least say Kiddush right away. Since they are dependent on you, you cannot delay them because you want to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar to say Kiddush when you're hungry. What about all the other people that are hungry? So you cannot delay them for your own selfish reasons. Miyad umikol makom me'anachol nekros kriya shema mikodem. Very important ha'ara, he says, that even though you're supposed to say Kiddush as soon as you can, probably a good idea to say Kriya Shema first. In Mistapik Shem Beis HaKnesses Lo Kara Bizmana, if you're concerned that in the Beis HaKnesses, when you said Kriya Shema in Shul, maybe it wasn't really Tzeis HaKochavim, meaning a lot of times you'll say Kriya Shema in Shul and it'll be 10 minutes after Shkia, 15 minutes after Shkia, so that's kind of early. So by the time you get home, it's already 35 minutes after Shkia, it's already much later, so then maybe better to say Kriya Shema at that time before you start a meal. Now, normally I don't stop in the middle of a Sifkatan of Mishnah Berurah, but this is a long Sifkatan, so we're going to stop in the middle of this Sifkatan of Mishnah Berurah. So to summarize what we learned tonight, first thing we said is that we say Bama Madlikin on Friday night because it has a mention of, because it talks all about Hadlakas Neros, and it mentions the three things that you say on Erev Shabbos, and also gives extra time for the latecomers to be able to finish Mariv. But we had various different minhagim about when to say it, whether to say it before Mariv, which is the most correct, or whether to say it after Mariv, or maybe even to say it after Kiddush. There's such a minhag because you want to bring in Kiddush Hayom as early as you possibly can. Second thing we learned is we don't say Bam Madlikin on Yom Tov that falls on Erev Shabbos, nor on Yom Tov that falls on Shabbos, nor on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, and maybe not even Shabbos Chanukah, because it will be confusing about which oils you're not allowed to use. And then third thing we learned is that you should say Kiddush as soon as you get home, especially if you have hungry guests, and it's best to make sure that your Yotzei the mitzvah of Kriya Shema prior to reciting Kiddush. So Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up right in the middle of that Sifkatan with Kasav HaRambam tomorrow evening. Have a wonderful evening, everybody.